FedEx.
Transfer it, Mr. President, to the to Larry O'Brien.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Larry, Larry.
Yes.
Can't you get the Senate to concur in the House amendment and send it on down to us?
Yeah, well, now we had a discussion this morning with Mansfield and McNamara. McNamara is kind of teed off on some of the amendments, but here was the conclusion, that we'd go with the Senate bill. McNamara prefers to see it done that way. He says he doesn't like what the House has been doing, fooling around with his bill and what have you. And he has said that, okay, go with the Senate bill and get the Senate, the House bill, rather, and get the Senate to concur. Because he said, I'll tell you right now, I don't want to go to conference, because if I go to conference, I just won't let go.
If you don't do it pretty quick, you'll have these organizations raising uncharted hell.
Yeah.
And you'll have a bad, bad thing, a debate in the House again, and you've got your old man Smith's mercy again on rules.
Yep.
And there's not a thing in there that changed it. This little farm amendment don't amount to a damn. The only reason we put it on, took it out in the Senate, was so it would help the House.
Yeah.
And we found out that the House wanted it.
Yeah.
And we don't have to put it into effect. We can be our own judges about that, on saying that you're not a communist. Well, all of us say that when we take the oath of office, and that don't amount to a damn. They can have a mimeograph sheet there, and
Everybody can say that he's not a communist. That's nothing wrong there. If they could, before they got through there today, I'd get that thing messaged on over to him. That man still get up and say that he's talked to McNamara, and this has a couple of minor amendments on it.
Yep.
Due to the lateness in the session and the difficulty getting a rule if they go to conference, and the fact they might not get it out of conference, and they might not get a rule to take it up, that he's just going to move to concur. Now, I think you could do that before you get everybody riled up and before these Chambers of Commerce and NAMs and others go to wiring them and trying to change these 20 votes. They don't have to change but 20.
Yep, I know.
And I would tell McNamara that I feel very strongly they ought to concur and go right on quickly.
Well, no, he's okay on it. But I just wanted to point out to you that the reason he is agreeing to concur is that, you know, he doesn't like the bill. That's fine. We don't mind that.
That's right. Yeah.
And now the agreement that was reached about 2 hours ago is that we would move in the Senate to concur, and that McNamara, as the manager of the bill, agrees that that's the road to take. He doesn't want to go to conference. Mansfield agrees with him, and that's where we stand at the moment. This was 2 hours ago. Now I'm checking how fast they can do it.
If you just go up there and get them to message it over and say, please don't change until you do it, because we want to send out, this is going to be the best thing we've got, we want to send out invitations for a big signing, and if you could just go on and try to concur today, not anything involved, no substantive issue at all, it would be the best thing could happen, because if you give them a weekend to lobbyists, we go up against all this pressure again. And I'll never tell you how many people I talked to and how many people I dealt with on this one. I was afraid to even tell my wife.
Yeah, well, I can guess a little. It was damn good. It was a terrific job.
But these things just, if you can get Mansfield and him to just move to concur, and if you do, it'll be the best thing we can do. And then as far as I can see, we're over all of our principal humps, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
When are they going to bring up Appalachia and Senate?
Well, we talked about Appalachia this morning, and Mansfield said, well, he would consider Monday or Tuesday, but he still wanted to take a look at the general situation, play it a little bit by ear. He pointed out that last Saturday he got three of our major bills on our list through with four members sitting in the chamber. And, you know, so that has been approached with him, and he has not made a final decision. Our request was that he bring it up Monday or Tuesday.
Well, if he doesn't bring it up early, they'll get another campaign organized.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. That's what's, we could have passed poverty by this big a vote 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
They just caused us. We've lost a good many votes, I know, right here in my own state.
Mm.
Because this damn Ed Burris, head of the National Manufacturers in Texas, he wired every one of them. He threatened them all, and that's what caused us much trouble with Kilgore and Rogers and that group.
Yeah. Well, I'll work as hard as I can on that aspect of it.
Just try to get him to find some way to, if you can't, just go up there and stay with him, he and McNamara, until they concur. And if you call me back, I'll be grateful, because I know if we go over a week, they'll make us have a conference. We have a conference, then they won't accept us. Loyalty.
Yeah.
And they'll have Joe Clark and Douglas and them upset about that.
Oh, they will. There's no question about it.
They'll go back over and the house won't take it.
Yeah.
And they'll have a red herring there.
Yeah.
And I think if you just don't mention it to them, say this amendment's absolutely. I've talked to the president. He says it don't make a damn. Just we took this little old farm amendment so that we thought it'd make it easier in the house. It's in the original bill, but we took it out and then the house put it back in. So it shows that the house the judgment was different.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get right to work on it.
Now, what do we don't have anything else that's a must, do we?
Well, we have some items that...
I guess housing's got to be extended.
Yeah, we have NDA and housing, food for peace. We'd like to get that food stamp straightened away. We've got 8 or 10 items.
What are we having on food stamp? Just a rule?
Yeah.
Was the old man going to give us a rule?
Well, I think we'll get another swing at him, and probably just one more swing, actually, before he finally closed up shop. But I thought what I'd do this afternoon is just go over what in the hell is left and try to make a judgment on what we press for. And it's I think from today on, it's a little bit downhill.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr.